Well, the question is, what will today bring? It's Tuesday. It's March 17th. I'm Abe Madcore. This is your morning buzzcast after a very difficult Monday, which saw the stock market post its worst performance in 33 years. President Trump giving a very sobering assessment of the future landscape, saying that people are talking about July and August before there's a return to some sort of normalcy with the coronavirus. The White House also released guidelines saying that people should not gather in groups of more than 10. So a very difficult day. We'll see what today brings. But the bottom line is, don't expect a return to any type of normal sports business routine anytime soon. Let's start with the news out of baseball, where Commissioner Rob Manfred said late Monday that the season will not begin on April 9th and the players are being urged to leave spring training sites. Now opening day could start as around Memorial Day or early June. Meanwhile, a big issue still to be determined, the union and the league need to have negotiations about how players will be compensated and what a shortened schedule looks like. So a lot going on, obviously, within the baseball world. Yesterday, the NFL canceled all public aspects of its April 23rd to 25th draft in Las Vegas, a move that was widely expected. That is a huge blow to Las Vegas. It's a big blow to the NFL. That was going to draw a major audience on the Las Vegas Strip. The event, of course, will be televised, but details about it being on ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network were not readily available yesterday. Meanwhile, our own Ben Fisher reported exclusively that the NFL distributed talking points to teams on Friday about season ticket refunds if games are canceled in the fall. The memo was sent to all 32 clubs about club policies and how that applies to season tickets purchased directly from those clubs. So the NFL trying to get out in front if potentially this crisis extends into the fall. Meanwhile, the IOC will meet today with every National Olympic Committee and the summer sports' governing federations to discuss the growing issue around qualifying for the Tokyo Games, and they will also discuss the future of the Tokyo Games. And Churchill Downs will postpone the Kentucky Derby from May 2nd to September 5th. That is an announcement likely to come as early as 9 o'clock this morning. The last time the race wasn't held on the first Saturday in May was in 1945, when the U.S. government issued a ban on horse racing because of World War II. So you see the moment of history that we're in right now. We sent out a note yesterday about our plans here at Sports Business Journal and The Daily. We are opening up all our coronavirus and sports content free for all the public to see. We are also doing a daily newsletter around 7:30 at night, Monday through Friday, weathering the coronavirus, exclusive news and analysis. And we're doing daily SBJ Unpacks podcasts, looking at issues, delving into issues around the coronavirus in sports. Next Wednesday, March 25th, we are doing our virtual conference, World Congress of Sports Comes to You. You're going to want to check that out, where we will be discussing the challenges and the road ahead of the sports business. I speak for everyone at Sports Business Journal. Hope you all continue to stay safe, stay healthy, and be smart. I'm Abe Madcore. That is your morning buzzcast for Tuesday, March 17th.